I met Joella at Third Place Books. She's been writing books for over 20 years, and now she's retired. Mainly, she's written very expensive books, very nicely bound for artists and musicians and business people. She pulled out a beautiful book that she had done for an artist with colored templates, and it was just lovely. It was a lovely book. She went to get herself a cup of coffee, and I looked at the book and knew that there was no way I was writing books like this, because for me, my plan and my choice and my passion is to write the heart of your stories in a simple 50-page book so that it's easily read by you and by other people. Joella sat down with her cup of coffee and we talked. She told me what it was like to write her books of famous people and business people. I pulled out my books that are so simple and thin, but easily read. She liked them. She liked the idea. And she said, how much do you charge? And I said, well, for right now, it's $99 a special or $350 if I see somebody one-on-one. She was absolutely bug-eyed and astounded that I was doing it for such a reasonable price. She goes, you must put at least 10 to 20 hours into each book. And I said, yes, I do. But what's important to me is that the stories, the thoughts, the poems are written in such a way that people want to read them. She agreed. She loved my concept. She loved my idea. We spent the rest of the time really talking about the logistics of life and our ephemera, our stuff that our children may or may not want. For instance, when her first child, her son, was born, her father felt it was vital that her son get classic books. And so he sent her son a collection of great children classic books. She said they weren't bound the best, but when her son grew up, he didn't want them. Still in all, before she gave the books away, she wanted to know that he knew the story behind the item. And so she wrote a story. And then she moved the books on. And so she said, he has a story. Her son has a story. But my question is it turned into a book so that it's easily read? That will be my question to her next time we meet in February. Stories are great. Thoughts are great. But when you turn them into a nice, thin book, they are inviting. They are intoxicating. They draw you in. And you commit to reading the book for 30 to 45 minutes because it is so simple.